Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Gary, and we've got a full house in the room today with a couple of, people we invited in to just kind of do this roundtable thing. So we're going to cover a lot of area. I don't know what we're going to cover, but we're going to cover a lot of stuff. And first thing I'd kind of like to talk about is Scottie Scheffler, who won the Masters this last weekend, pulled in $3.5 million. The top three or four finishers all collected a million-dollar paycheck. Golf has and this isn't even live. This is just
This is the Masters itself. Let me do my Jim Nance voice.
Yeah, you got to show up and win. You just don't show up and play.
Hello, friends. And, of course, Tiger. It was nice to see Tiger on the course. He started the first day. He thought he might make a run at it, but he did fall off. He ended up shooting a plus 17.
Yeah, his tire blew out on the second or third round. And it was nice to see him out there. But, you know, we have so many talented golfers these days. Guys hit the ball a ton. Caddies are making good money these days, too.
Make sure to check out last week's episode via podcast if you haven't heard it, or we talked to Paula Creamer about golf and the interesting changes with equipment and strength and conditioning.
Yeah, for sure. No doubt that the equipment has changed. These guys are the amount of time, I think, that goes into becoming a professional golfer of that caliber, you got to spend a lot of time out there every single day. Repetition, repetition, repetition.
And all that takes mental toughness, too. I mean, any setback like that, you really have to overcome injuries as well. So, it's an amazing sport. I love watching the Masters. I love the tradition and the pageantry of it. And it's very nice to take a nap, too, sometimes, too.
Yeah, well, it sure is. And, you know, the coverage. I've always wondered, you know, the people who go out there and pay these exorbitant sums of money just to get on the golf course. And these people are all over the place. They can walk every place. But, you know, when they have a shot that gets a little bit off the fairway and then they line you up and you've got this direct line that's, you know, like 5 feet apart and the golfer's trying to hit right down the middle of it, somebody's going to get hurt if I'm the one who's going to have to hit down this hole.
Four.
Yeah. All right, we're going to Caitlin Clark, congratulations. I hear she just landed a huge contract with Nike. We'll probably talk more about that. Her basketball contract is nothing to write home about, but we'll get back to that once we take a break. We'll be right back after this.
This is Fred Dreyer, the former Ram and heartburn hunter. When I started taking Balance 7 over 2 years ago, I immediately noticed my heartburn problems were gone. That's right, I slept better, felt healthier, had a better mental clarity, and my immune system has never been better. But don't take my word for it. Listen to Balance 7 user Frank.
Well, since I've been taking Balance 7, I've seen definite improvement in my endurance and my physical strength and my ability to do things. And we consider Balance 7 our miracle water.
Get your body's acid alkaline balance in shape. Try Balance 7. Call 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com. Balance the number 7.com. Balance7.com. Code word Fred.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Feeling sluggish? Have brain fog? Wishing you had more energy? Well, there's a new science-backed solution that's just what you need. It's Gresca's Carbon 60. It's like a tiny Pac-Man for your cells, gobbling up free radicals that damage your body and brain. C60 has been shown to boost your energy levels, increase cognitive health and brain function, and work at the cellular level. Experience the improvements for yourself. Visit www.c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Take control of your health and feel the difference. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com and read our testimonials. c-60.com.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce box delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY for the freshest game day fuel around.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we have returned from the break. Ron Say here. We'll see about that with Mike Gary and a couple of guys that we dragged off the street here to come in and talk with us. And I'm sure they're going to have their comments just raring to go here pretty soon.
Yeah, we brought in the brain trust, and I use brain in quotes.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a... exactly. I just want to have a reminder that Melissa's Produce is the proud partner. We'll see about that. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com. Well, we have another something that's not so pleasant to bring up in the moment, but we had a Dodger legend over the weekend. Carl Erskine passed away. He was part of the Boys of Summer. He was a harmonica player. He was kind of the leader of the pack. He was the Boys of Brooklyn. They were the ones who formed our Dodger fantasy camps that eventually we took over after we retired from the game. So I just want to say thank you, Carl, for the contribution you made to baseball, and may you rest in peace. We also lost Whitey Herzog, an incredible Hall of Fame manager that bounced around but did time with the Royals and the Cardinals. And my opinion of how Whitey was observed or understood was that he was a great guy to play for, that he was probably one of the better people that handled the bullpen. They had rules and regulations of which they knew exactly where they stood. So that is something that in most cases is not so great. Guys would always complain about having their roles switched around, or you know, they'd warm up once or twice and they'd keep warming up, and he shut it down, I believe, after two warm-ups. You won't be called tonight. And of course, if you pitch two or three days in a row, that means you automatically got a break. So I think that he was one of those people who really took charge of managing the bullpen, and I'm sure that a lot of those guys really had a great time
playing. Yeah, quite the figure. I mean, he was big, he was brash, he smoked a cigar constantly, and apparently he took no guff from anybody. He was quite successful. But
Old school guy.
Yeah.
And Kenny Holtzman, another major league pitcher, winner of four world championships, passed away. I faced Kenny Holtzman for the first time in my first World Series in Game 1, and I got my first Major League World Series hit off Kenny. So thank you for your contributions to baseball as well.
There's one more.
Oh, here comes a voice comes from
All right. All right. Well, what do we got here?
Fritz Peterson.
Fritz Peterson, another Yankee.
Yeah, and you know his famous story.
No, I know. You want to tell us about
you
it, Steve?
Can do it too. Go ahead. No, what did they?
It's your contribution to the show today.
I'm just trying to read something. Well, okay, wasn't it the fact that they switched families?
I thought it was wives.
Or wives, which then included the kids as well too. I guess with both
of them.
I
didn't know they had kids.
Yeah, but that was really bad news back then, but he was a great pitcher, wasn't he good?
Fritz, I didn't face him.
Oh, okay.
I did not.
But that's the fourth one that happened like all of last week.
Also, we should mention too that Dickie Betts, one of the founding members of the Allman Brother Band, guitarist, he passed away too.
Oh, there you go.
Famously dated Cher in the 70s as well. So may his memory be a blessing as well. Let's circle back to Caitlin Clark real fast.
Yes.
It was announced, of course, she was drafted by the Indiana Storm, Indiana Fever. Take it easy over there, Steve.
He's taking credit for that?
I guess so.
He's over there waving the flag. Sorry, go ahead.
Drafted by the Indiana Fever, her base salary over the next 4 years total will be about $338,000. Year one, $74,000. But I believe we have producer Corey Marino that we dragged in here, and he's got some I guess breaking news about an endorsement deal.
Yeah, she's actually going to be anywhere. You said you thought it was going to be $30 million, but I heard $10 to $20 million with Nike for a shoe deal. But also they were in a bidding war with Under Armour and Curry to also do a shoe deal with Under Armour and then also have the Curry logo on it.
Mm-hmm. So she went with the more established brand with Nike, who's got a track record of being, quite successful with basketball players.
Are you sure? I think so. Maybe.
I think Michael Jordan
did
pretty well.
They do the Oregon jerseys. I don't know about anything else.
Well, all I do know is that Caitlin Clark has definitely raised the attention level for women's pro basketball, and to hear that her contract is only going to be worth $75,000 a year, I thought that the WNBA was a lot better off than that. Their revenue isn't but what, $10 million,
something like that. But also, most of these WNBA teams, if not all of them, are also vassals and connected to the pro teams in that market. For example, the Fever will be attached to the Pacers, so they do kind of share from a common pot.
That's right, because the Phoenix Suns and
the Mercury, Sparks,
with,
and the
Ann Myers Drysdale over there. Yeah. Well, anyway, I think that wow. I'm glad that she got that endorsement. Yeah. I think that was more than fair. She earned it.
It was also kind of nice too to see the level of interest, not only in viewership but also in the culture at large of the women's basketball tournament. And I think that our culture in general is kind of turning the corner on the ingrained misogyny when it comes to women's sports. You're seeing, I think, people that I wouldn't expect to really watch women's basketball are now watching, and you are hearing the kind of the backbiting from the familiar voices out there, Fox News hosts and stuff like that. But the average sports fan, I think, is becoming more amenable to watch women's sports, which I think is great not only for sports fans but for sports in general.
And it's evident because the women's Final Four, each game of the Final Four, set a new attendance record.
Yeah.
So kudos for women's basketball.
Absolutely. All right, let's check in briefly with MLB. Angel Hernandez, Ron.
Uh-oh.
His name was in the news again. Corey, you watched the game. Angel Hernandez pretty much blew three strikes in a row, which is not necessarily a new thing for him.
No, not even close. And it was three strikes the size of our studio out to the right. It was insane. And the first time I saw it, I actually saw it, and I was like, oh, those three strikes were bad. And then the second time watching, I found out it was Angel Hernandez. I was like, oh, makes sense.
Angel Hernandez, when I see his name on Twitter, which is often, I know that something like this has happened before. Ron, your thoughts about umpiring, what is it like, man, now versus back then?
You can't talk to them. You can't even gesture toward them. We used to talk kind of under our breath or with our head down, to them, get their attention, bark at them a little bit. But it has slowly gotten to, no nonsense, and there I saw a guy strike out after he had the second pitch called that was at least a foot and a half outside. He ends up striking out, and he's disgusted, and he's taking off his gloves. You know, you drop your helmet, you drop your bat. He takes one of his gloves, and he flips it back, and it kind of looked intentional, kind of like he was throwing it back, and it nipped him. And it just went right between his mask and his face. So he threw him out. He threw him out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the moment, guys, did you ever think that is there any tolerance level here? I mean, it looked like it was kind of intentional, but it really didn't, no harm, no foul. It came, you know, it didn't do anything. I mean, do you think you could look past it?
Can't Major League Baseball do anything about him? This is not the first year.
No.
This is not the second year.
No.
So, I mean,
the answer is no.
It's because
and the umpire's association.
But why?
Well, I heard something today, probably on Instagram, saying he's a nice guy, you know. And I'm saying, okay. And then, of course, all the other comments. There's a lot of nice guys out there, but you know they don't keep their jobs if they can't call balls and strikes.
Uh-huh.
And I think that there's a union issue behind it. I am becoming more and more leaning towards robots.
I was just about to say, because I mean, not only this could be resolved, this could resolve two issues. It could resolve the inconsistency of strike zones based on, you know, the robots.
Yeah.
But also a robot is not necessarily going to freak out if you like look at them wrong. And so I think that the umpires are definitely doing something to not their benefit. And we're going to talk more about this right after the break.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Hello, everyone, and we are back. We'll see about that. And we are continuing on with our roundtable discussion. The two people off the street, Steve and Corey, are with us, Ron and Mike, and we're going to continue to talk about whatever it is that comes up. And right now we're talking about the robot umpires and whether or not they should be coming quicker or not. I think that it's going to be a difficult decision once it has reached that point because possibly of the human element. I just don't know how that's going to work. There's nobody else to yell at anymore, so I don't know where it's going. But there's way too much manipulation going on in today's game for me. Anybody want to chime in on that?
It seems to me that the argument about the human element, that you would keep it the status quo, is that, oh, well, Angel Hernandez is going to blow calls not only for your team, but he's also going to blow it for the people you're playing against. So the call kind of equals out in the end. But however, producer Corey brought to our attention that in AAA, they're actually experimenting with a hybrid model, very similar to tennis, where you have an umpire, but also some sort of technological equipment that will allow you to judge balls and strikes, and a pitcher. What was it? How does it work, Corey? How's that situation work?
So the thing was that the pitcher can see, it can actually be done from the pitcher or the catcher. And it was very surprising because one of the Patriots' new top prospects actually called it himself, and it's usually catcher who does it. But as he throws the pitch and the it's either called a ball or a strike, he can tap the top of his head. And he can challenge.
Okay.
Yeah, he can challenge the call. And the first two times he did it, they were reviewed, and immediately strikes were called that were balls called before. And the umpire turned around, immediately got the signal, and was like, "Oh, it's a strike," and went on without a hitch. It was so fast. Because that's the main thing about replay is usually it takes forever and people get bored with the game.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about baseball right now is you want to fast the game up. That's why they're doing pitch clock and everything. So it was an immediate reaction and it was perfect.
Well, you talk about the pitch clock, one of the manipulations that's being done, and you have also had people chime in about the injuries to pitchers these days. Some are claiming the pitch count. Some are complaining about the velocity being at high end, the spin rate for breaking balls, all of which I think have a combination effect here because we have more and more Tommy John surgeries than ever. How do we stop that, guys?
38 MLB pitchers in the last 13 months have undergone a Tommy John surgery.
Totally ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. And we had someone on the show, I forgot his name, but the gentleman a few episodes earlier that brought up the fact that he does this for a living, basically.
Yeah, that was Jim Kernel.
There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that Major League Baseball doesn't even adhere more to what at least look at it. And maybe there's something there with this.
Okay,
guy.
Well, there know. Is. There is something to it. But you know, you have they baseball likes to do their things
their way. Unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, okay. So certain Greg Maddux weighed in on this. Yeah. Greg Maddux, of course, a phenomenal pitcher. I believe he's a 300 game winner. I want to say
yes,
328 somewhere around there.
Yes,
a lot.
And he didn't necessarily have a rocket of an arm, and he relied on guile, on location, on strategy. However, we are seeing certain hurlers like the example we used before, Nolan Ryan. Mm-hmm. I can think of Randy Johnson
right. And
others who were power pitchers, high strikeout pitchers, who pitched well into their 30s, even if they're late 30s. They did not undergo a Tommy John surgery. Are those guys just freaks, or is it something else about the way that
if I'm Robin Ventura, I'm not going to call Nolan Ryan a freak, okay?
In a headlock again.
All I can tell you is that it was a phenomenon. Nolan Ryan, when you throw as hard as he did, as long as he did, 20-some years into his 40s, when you're a strikeout pitcher, you have the tendency to throw a lot of pitches. Mm-hmm. You're going to go 2-2, 3-3, 3-2. You're going to have a lot of pitches fouled off. Therefore, you know, I would say on his career average, he's probably throwing 120 pitches a game. There's probably 75 down in between innings. There's another 30, maybe 40 on warm-ups before the game. So you're throwing 200 pitches a game. You know, how do you I didn't throw nearly as many pitches, and my arm shot, okay? I got so much arthritis in there that I can't even throw. I can lob it, but I can't throw it anymore. And I just saw here probably this year where Nolan threw out a first pitch, and he probably threw it 90 miles an hour.
You're correct.
So, and he wanted to throw it 90 miles an hour, yeah, yeah. You know? And so I it's one of those – phenomena. I can't explain it.
Mo Vaughn, he lays it at the feet of analytics, and he says that that scouting now is relied on so much rather on the gun rather than on the eye test. Also, Pedro Martinez says that in the minor leagues, kids are actually not throwing enough innings, and that they are thrown into the majors at such a young age, and they feel that they need to compete right away, so they're throwing as hard as they can from the get-go, and they don't build the kind of ligament strength, the kind of Slimmer's build you see from like Greg Maddux and others, Tom Glavine.
Right.
You have all this upper body strength, and what Jim Cornell talked about when we had him on was that you need that lower body straight. You can't shoot a cannon out of a canoe. You need that base really to provide that kind of strength, and these guys don't have that now.
Well, you know, there is – I mean, it's obvious that the emphasis is highly on velocity, okay? They want you to throw it as hard as you can for as long as you can. And unfortunately, usually that resides with the bullpen, because when they go down to the bullpen these days, it's hard, harder, and hardest. And there's not a lot of in-between pitches. You know, they're not developing like, oh, I'm a slider and a changeup. No, you're coming in there with gas. The entire pitching philosophy has changed. You don't have starters that go five innings now even. They don't care about wins, meaning the organization. They're looking about quality innings. You have bullpen games, which I absolutely hate. One inning. And yeah, you're it's like a glorified exhibition game. And with the game the way that it is today, with all the emphasis on the playoffs and the month of September, you know, being that month where there's so many teams involved. Why do you play these games? Why do you play these games? These are important games early on, you know, to win. It may give you a little bit of a cushion that you might not have when you go into September. So I want to put my best foot forward out there. You know, I don't want to give you an opportunity of saying, hey, we're going to kind of just hand you this game today by not putting our frontline players out there, our pitchers out there. Don't like it at all.
Yeah, also, if it's a starting pitcher that you are never pretty much going to go past six innings, you're not going to pace yourself the rest of that game. And like you said, it's going to be gas all the time.
Yeah.
And like you said, too, what we talked about before with the brain trust in our prep session is how's this going to affect the Hall of Fame? Because there are certain numbers that are sacrosanct for a Hall of Fame. What, 3,000 hits, 500 home runs. And for pitchers, it's 300 wins. And with the de-emphasis of wins by the teams and by the analytics, is that going to change the way that we think about pitchers going to the Hall of Fame?
It has to, because they cannot compete with those numbers anymore. Mm-hmm. They're not asked to pitch as many innings. Agents complain about, you know, the 200 innings pitched. You know, I mean, you – if you didn't pitch 250 innings plus when in our era, we had a four-man rotation.
That's all you needed.
Right? Because of where they were heading with this philosophy, you know, switched to a five-man rotation. Now, even as we speak, the Dodgers are thinking about having, you know, 6 days between starts now, you know. And to me, that's too much time. There's a chance that you could fall off and not have your same rhythm. But I'm not a pitcher, and that's for them. It's a new era. They're going to do things the way they feel works best. And this spin rate that they have on breaking balls, that can also have wear and tear on your elbow. So I'm not the expert in that category, but all I do know is that a lot of people are getting hurt, and there doesn't seem to be any real answer as to how we taper that down.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Well, I actually read an article on Dr. Andrews, that famous surgeon, and he said that your UCL ligament and the ligaments in your elbows and your shoulders don't actually fully mature till you're 24 years old. So these people are throwing gas 90 at 18. They're going to get 100% of them are going to get Tommy John because it's getting ripped from the bone because it's physically not possible for the human body to grow that fast and that big. And like you said, with Nolan Ryan, I think, and Randy Johnson, I think they were freaks. I think LeBron's a freak. These people are in – Nolan Ryan pitched 9 innings for like 100 games, and no one can even sniff close to that. There's a reason why, and some people are naturally gifted, and you have – I did graduate CSUN with kinesiology degree, but – bodies are different. You have different muscles. Everybody's born differently. And some people are just naturally gifted like that, but you can't treat everybody the same like that.
No, I got to chime in here for just a second, you know, on that. The emphasis on the kids, you know, they're at an early age. Don't throw too many breaking balls. You know, you're trying to let your arm develop, and it's better if you throw it more naturally rather than trying to come up with all these pitches. Not necessary. There's an emphasis for the kids to play. They get worn out. Their parents are pushing them too much. They're just doing things before it's necessary. And these kids aren't going to have the greatest fundamentals either, folks. Okay, so take that into consideration. If you're not fundamentally throwing the ball properly, if you're throwing across your body, you get a chance to injure your arm as well. Okay, we're going to have plenty more to talk about. We're going to come back with our third segment right after this with We'll See About That.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
The Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, or FMCSA, is now accepting applications for 5 federal grant opportunities that enhance commercial motor vehicle safety. Last year, more than $125 million in grants funded initiatives were awarded by the program. Funding recipients were empowered to promote access to commercial driver's license programs, prevent human trafficking within the industry, conduct commercial motor vehicle safety-related activities, deploy innovative technology efforts, advance transportation safety research, and more. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's roadways. Prospective applicants are encouraged to learn more about these grant opportunities and how to apply at fmcsa.dot.gov/grants. Applications are due by April 19th. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers.
And welcome back. We'll see about that with the legend Ron Say. I am Mike Gary. This week in Dodger history, 1966, Dodgers shortstop Maury Wills becomes the first batter to collect a hit on artificial turf in the major league, where he singles to center off a future Hall of Fame Robin Roberts. The Astrodome's new playing surface, initially called Chemgrass, which I add parenthetically not a great name, by the Monsanto company, cannot be made quickly enough and will cover only the infield, with the outfield remaining painted dirt until July of that year. AstroTurf, Iran, loved it or hated it?
We had six different artificial surfaces in the National League when I came in. We had a tartan surface in Pittsburgh where the Steelers played, and it had like maybe a quarter of an inch of rug, and then it was below was cement, you know, so I didn't want to dive for too many balls, nor did I ever want to get tackled and get shoved into the ground during a football game. Unbelievable. Olympic Stadium was the site of the home of the Montreal Expos.
I was just about to bring them up.
And, they used that for – a lot of guys didn't like the sound of the ball hitting the bat in the stadium. San Francisco was rock hard. It had an all-surface field there. It had grooves in it, so they didn't particularly like that, because the last hop that was hit to you on the ground was in that vicinity, so it might pop up or might stay down. So – that was another psychological thing you had to kind of get over with. St. Louis's carpet had dirt in field and a carpet in the outfield, very spongy. And so their rabbits in their lineup would have the ability to chop this ball on the turf. And because you're waiting so long for the ball to come down, that their speed would allow them to beat plays out. Where was another one? I preferred the grass, obviously. Philadelphia had a surface as well, but yeah, six of the 12. Shea Stadium, I did not like their field. Atlanta was a great ballpark to hit in. San Diego was probably the nicest park to play on, just the surface itself and the weather, as was Dodger Stadium. And Chicago had day games in Chicago. That's really kind of it. With the airplanes flying over, Shea Stadium in New York, in between pitches, it's like you can't hear anything. It was just odd.
Going back to the Montreal Stadium, I remember watching Montreal Expos games and seeing that ball, like you said, on choppers. It pretty much had the same reaction as a basketball does on a hardwood. It was just the balls were going everywhere. Yeah. And so would you physically know, would you mentally know, preparing that with your experience, that each ballpark you're going to have to field differently based on the way the ball caroms off those surfaces?
Well, the carpets were, like the fields today. They're so well – they were manicured to a point where you didn't get a lot of bad hops unless you were in that seam.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could field everything waist high. When you're on a regular field, you got to go down and get it off the grass or get it off the dirt. So, yeah, you could get into some bad habits playing on turf over a long period of time. But the wear and tear that the guys take running in and off that thing, the outfielders, they're basically running on a carpet that has cement under it.
Yeah, it's very hard to plant to get that first step. All right, Ron, let's move on and talk a little bit NBA action here. I think we first should discuss this story about Jonte Porter. Played for the Toronto Raptors, and I used played in the past tense because he has been banned for life. Apparently, according to a league investigation, he was betting on NBA games, specifically proposition bets on himself. And it all came to the forefront when DraftKings reported that an account linked to Porter placed an $80,000 bet in multiple parlay scenarios that would garner a payout of $1.1 million, which if there's any degenerate gamblers out there, they know that you pretty much have to have inside knowledge to make a parlay bet like that. More broadly, Ron, gambling has become completely accepted in sports, you know, not even to mention the Shohei Ohtani scandal. What does this do? How do we police this? And if gambling has become culturally pretty much culturally acceptable left and right, how do we deter players from doing this by banning them from life?
I have no idea. You know, when you have the commissioner of basketball, Adam Silver, he was the first commissioner to advocate for legalized and regulating sports betting, yep. You know. And so, you know, that opened the door. So you knew that partly, you know, the other sports were probably going to follow. And so now you have MLB tying in with DraftKings as well. I guess it just boils down to the individual. You know, I wasn't ever really a gambler. When I did go to Las Vegas, I would sit at the blackjack table just because I didn't have anything else to do. And you might see me at the craps table for similar reasons,
yeah,
just to pass
bones.
Some time, yeah. You know. And you had a better chance to win there, I felt, too.
You know, did. You could, yeah. Best odds in the house are craps.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's the extent of it. I never really got into, you know.
Sports
ever
betting.
Have, yeah, any kind of, you know, really. I mean, I had a hard time with my fantasy camp stuff. Or not my fantasy camp, my fantasy league, fantasy
yeah.
football.
Yeah.
Because I would have favorite players and favorite teams, and I'd have to bet against them. Yeah. So I'm saying, well, I don't like this. I mean, my favorite team I got to bet against today? I'm not going to feel happy about this. Just never really did. So it's unfortunate. It's an addiction. This guy lost his livelihood.
Yeah, for life. He's gone for life.
And you know, if he has a family, they're the victims.
Steve, you're a degenerate gambler. What do you think about this?
About gambling in general?
Yeah, gambling in sports. Do you think it's the line has become too blurred between
yes.
the complicity of the leagues and the
yeah,
betting
I
platforms?
Just don't. I just think that you're opening up a Pandora's box.
Yeah.
I really do. I just think that it's just gone too far, and it's there. It's going to get bigger.
And also,
unfortunately,
yes,
and more states will adapt it, and it's a shame because you will always have guys, as Ron was just saying, it's an addiction, and no matter if you're playing the game or you're not playing the game, if a guy's addicted, you know, he's going to bet, and it's not the greatest thing in the world for the sports at all. I just can't agree with.
Wasn't it Pete Rose who just recently said, if I had an interpreter, I'd be in the Hall of Fame?
He probably should have used some of those women he's hanging out with.
Yeah, you're right.
But like you said, I mean, the leagues now, there's been a sea change in the way that the revenue is generated. They are losing the regional sports media money, and so they need to increase revenue as salaries go up. They need to find as much money as possible, and they think that the best way to do that is to partner with these gambling companies, even though it's putting a specter on the sport.
So, Mike, so what you're saying is it all boils down to money.
That's the smartest man I ever said, ever met, said that everything, all your questions could be asked by.
That's exactly correct.
Well, I know that there's a lot of Laker fans out there who are thrilled with their playoff game victory, the play-in game, and now they face the dreaded Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
And and it also spelled possibly the last game. The Warriors were also in this one-game playoff, and the Kings from Sacramento took them down. And Klay Thompson, another Washington State guy, favorite of mine, may have played his last game. You know, highly successful career, got a number of rings. I'm sure it was emotional, but it certainly looks like Klay Thompson is on the backside of his career.
Yeah, it's a sad state of affairs. Of course, you're right, Ron. The Warriors, their one chance to get into the playoffs in this play-in game was to beat the Kings. They did not. They are done for the summer. Klay Thompson went 0-10 in that game.
Yeah.
Which was sad to see. So if this quite possibly could be Klay Thompson's last game in a Warriors uniform, if not in an NBA uniform, yeah. That is a sad thing to happen. And they were one of my favorite teams to watch. You know, I'm a Laker fan at heart, but the way the Warriors play, I have great admiration for Steve Kerr, not only as a coach, but as a man. And Steph Curry, of course, is, you know, speaking of Caitlin Clark, is it just changed the game immensely. And so I really think they made a mistake when, after the Draymond Green Jordan Poole assault, that they decided to back Draymond after that. I think that put a specter over the whole season, that last season, and that's carried on to this season. So sad.
Yeah, and I still think they have a problem. They're going to have to do something. They're going to have to make a decision. And I don't know what that's going to be. But the Lakers, you know, I saw a clip. got to bring up LeBron again. Here we go. I saw a clip on Instagram, and I believe it was taken during his son's high school career. I think it was either before the game or at halftime or whatever of the high school game. It did not look like it was Galen Center. He was out on the court in his sweatpants with a T-shirt with a hat on doing a dunk contest. And he was, you know, doing the things that you see these guys do where they bounce the ball and then they take it and they do whatever with it and slam the ball through. I had a real negative feeling about that.
Didn't like that, huh?
I did not. I think that he went to the game in support of his son, and he upstaged him.
So you're saying if you went to go to your grandson's Little League game,
I would not.
You would not go and hit balls off a tee.
I don't think so. It's not my stage. No. You know, I just thought it was very unfair. I really did. And, you know, I mean, look, you get all the attention you need, LeBron, every single day. You post, you're at the, everybody interviews you first. You speak for the Lakers. It's your team. And then that was necessary. I mean, the ego that goes into some of these people, I do not understand. I just felt that it was something that I was very – I said, disown me if I ever do that, you know. I don't know. I'm sorry. I had to say
Well,
that,
let me – let me just
– I just really don't feel good.
Just to play – you know, it very well – excellent point. I agree with you. But however, Ron, how do you think that you would be, not just as a player but as a man – if you were on the cover of Sports Illustrated at age 15 with a caption that says "The Chosen One," mm-hmm. how do you think that would affect your psychology and your self-image and ego?
Well, I'll switch to the positive side of that. I think that, you know, when he was younger, that there's absolutely no way in the world that I could have handled that kind of success, that kind of attention. He did an incredible job of handling all that. As a matter of fact, I think his commercials when he first came into basketball, the ones that he did where he was kind of like an Eddie Murphy with some of those, right? I thought he did a great job of representing himself. But it's grown. It's, you know, he's taken over. And I think this is just an extension of where it's going. And I felt bad for Bronny's kid, or for Bronny. I did. I really did. Here he is. He's there, and my dad's out there dunking basketballs, you know, in between the break.
Only for the crowd. Yeah. Only for the crowd.
Yeah. I don't know. sorry to say it, but anyway, do you think your Lakers have a chance with the Nuggets?
Where do you think it's going? I do not. I think that unless Anthony Davis pretty much plays like Will Chamberlain, they're going to get swept. We're going to talk more about this after the break. Stay with us. We'll see about that.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. And our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we are back with the final segment of We'll See About That. And we had a round-robin discussion here when I was really pleased to hear of all the diverse areas that we went to back and forth. And, you know, I hope the Lakers play well, but I just don't see that happening for them. I kind of feel like the Nuggets might be playing the Boston Celtics in the end, because I think the Celtics have had the best year overall. They seem to be the hottest team. They seem to be the clear favorite. But Oklahoma City's had a really great year, too.
A very young team, very explosive team. Yeah,
and
Oklahoma
they had City. A Gonzaga boy leading them in Holmgren. So that I'm very interested in how they do as well. And, of course, Hashimura is from Gonzaga, and he plays for the Lakers. So, yeah, Gonzaga's got their players spread out pretty good in the NBA.
Yeah, but the Nuggets have beaten the Lakers eight of the last nine times. Yeah. They dominated them in the Western Conference Finals last year, so it's going to be tough.
Yeah, so Mike Trout is off to a good start. I'm glad that he is returning to form that we have been used to watching. The Angels are actually playing a little bit better. Hopefully they will stay there and be in the middle of things rather than people looking for other games to go to in late July or August. Really would like to see him come back, because I do believe that he is one of those guys who's really handled his career. He stayed out of the way.
He did, sure did. He seems like a great guy, great family man. Never hear a bad word about him. Stayed with the same team, loyal to the Angels. Yeah. So shout out to him.
Like it a lot. The Dodgers are playing a little bit above 500. Shohei Ohtani seems to be playing extremely well for a man who had a scandal at his front door here a week or two ago. Dave Roberts believes that Mookie Betts is going to be the favorite at this point in time to win a Most Valuable Player award, and I would say I'd rather be thinking about whether my team was going to win than whether or not I was the favorite to win a Most Valuable Player award. That'll happen. He'll play well enough. They've got some new faces again. They got shut out by the Nationals here, so I don't think they're. We had a rainout, didn't we? Or no, close to it. Yeah, that was odd. first time since 1976, they said. But yeah, I just want to remind you that of my website, The Ron Say Show. The book is available over there. The website also hosts the podcast. We'll see about that. And also visit me at The Official Ron Say on Instagram. So thanks for joining us this week. We're going to have an open segment next week as well. So thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.